This week we are studying the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Earlier we saw that the rich man was selfish, caring only for his own comfort. He was arrogant, even after dying, being judged, and being cast into Hades, where he found no comfort. Lazarus, on the other hand, is seated beside Abraham at the unending heavenly banquet. The rich man complains, Lazarus is silent. And the rich man called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us. Even in death, the rich man demands that Lazarus do for him what he was unwilling to do. But there is no help for the rich man, neither in heaven or hell, for the rich man is separated from the love of God. Although Abraham still calls him child and acknowledges the rich man as his son, even Abraham can give no comfort. Can there be a greater punishment than to long for the blessings of God, to see the joys of heaven, and know that we, by our own selfish desires, chose to reject our Heavenly Father's invitation? May our Lord grant us wisdom to learn from the words of Jesus that we trust in our Heavenly Father for all things and reflect His love to those in need. Amen.